Well, today we have a special treat. And I'd like to say a few words about the one who's going to deliver the talk today at the Temple of Universality, Reverend Howard Milwich. Or as he was known from the neighborhood, I'm sure, of which he was born, Howard. Howard Milwich is truly an aspirant on the path that we're all on. And as long as Martha and I have known him, in fact, the first conversation we had with him years before either of us discovered the Temple of Universality, eventually we got around talking about his friend who was from England, and he was talking about her gifts and what she had done for him in his life and how important it was to his spiritual advancement. At the time, neither of us knew that someday we'd be here at the Temple of Universality. And I certainly knew that it would be my honor to be introducing him before he gave his speech. And I thought what I could say about Howard. And it's short, but it's true. A true student with wisdom gleaned from many years of study and focus and discipline, his true gift is expressing who he is with his heart. I'd like to welcome Reverend Howard Mills to the program.
Choke up during my talk, but now I'm going to choke up before. It is such an honor to be with you today. So first of all, I want to give thanks to all of you, my sisters and brothers. Thank you, and this time that we share together is so special. I am so honored to share the dais with two of the most intelligent and deeply spiritual people I know, my friends, Reverend Darrell Shoon and Reverend Yazdi Contractor. Thank you. Anybody see any fireworks last night? We didn't get to see much. We sat outside, but our area is covered with trees. But we heard it, so. And we celebrated yesterday the 250th anniversary of the founding of our country. As I celebrate today, the 75th year of my founding. In Brooklyn, New York. And we were watching yesterday, and they were showing the Brooklyn Bridge, and then there was the Queensboro Bridge and the Throgsneck Bridge. So, have any of you seen a fantastic fireworks display that you'd like to share?
Oh my God. You know, I walked the Brooklyn Bridge as a kid. So to see them there was really wonderful, but the beauty and the care that they were taking for these fireworks and the variety and the diversity was just magnificent. It was a blessing.
Thank you. Anybody else like to share fantastic fireworks that they saw sometime? Steph?
So I took my kids to see the fireworks, and the awe and the wonder, when they the anticipation of waiting for them to start. And then when they did, they just were like, oh, and it was just so great. The fire department was there, and which I was grateful for because it's a desert. And I heard there are going to be drones next year, which I appreciate. Yep. This is a desert, and I'm thankful that there was no fire from the fireworks last night. Thank you.
Sharing fireworks with children is pretty special.
So, as a retired firefighter, this is a terrible holiday for me. and coupled with the fact that I have dogs that are just terrified. However, this being the 250th year, it seemed like everybody around the world upped their game. I saw pictures of buildings in Japan that were lit up, buildings across Europe that were lit up in the colors of the American flag. And it was stunning to me so I could get out over that animosity that I have about fireworks. It was beauty. Thank you.
Thank you for your service, Tim. We know if anything happens, you're going to save us all.
You're saved already, Joe.
So, as you can imagine, my birthday being the 5th, I have seen some amazing fireworks display on the 4th, everywhere from a beautiful display of in a little lake in Cape Cod, to Coney Island, to Massachusetts, to Florida. But last night I brought back home the greatest fireworks display I ever saw. I was in celebration of our 200th anniversary in 1976. I was living on the Jersey Shore near Asbury Park, a small town called Belmore, right on the coast. And the gentleman I was sharing an apartment with, his father, who owned the company we both worked for, was rather well off, and he had a boat. And he took us out in the boat into the Atlantic Ocean and up the bay of the Hudson Bay. There were the tall ships. So we sailed around the tall ships while the most unbelievable fireworks display went off. And I was there in the middle of it to witness it. I don't know how many lifetimes I'll end up living, but I will never forget that event. So today, what I'd like to do is I'd like to read some words from people that I respect, and some of them I've known, some of them I haven't. And it's funny that Reverend Yazzie brought something up about Reverend Betty Tadaleski. And I want to read something from the Temple Talk on July 3rd, 2003 from Reverend Betty, who we all knew and I'm sure we all loved. I miss her dearly. But she's always with us, know that. Lady Liberty stands in New York Harbor as a symbol of freedom for America, for all the immigrants who've come to our shores, and as a symbol for all people around the world. The song Born Free could be our personal, national, and global anthem. Each of us can take it as our individual mantra, I am born free. First of all, we must claim our true identity. I am spirit. I am happy. I am free. I am as God created me. This is the truth about me. The name I am God that led Moses in Exodus 3, 14 and 15 leads me. I accept the guidance of my indwelling God self now. I will stop blaming others, my environment, my parents, my employer, and all others for my life. I let go of blame. I realize there are no victims, for we are all volunteers. I realize the power is mine to create my life. For through my thoughts and actions, I am living the life that I created. I thank God for creating me in His image from Genesis 1:26. I thank you, God, for the free will to choose. I choose to see the good and celebrate the good, as is recommended several times in the Bible. I know what I think on, and that which I feel strongly about will come into being. I am reminded, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is and so he becomes. I am spirit. I am an individualized radiation of the Creator God. God is love, and so am I. I came to be a peacemaker. I came not to enforce peace, but to be peace. I came to be the light of the world, not to stand in the light of others, not to darken or dim the light of others. Collectively, we are the light of the world. Let's shine. Thank you, Reverend Betty. So at that time when I was out in the water in the Bay of Hudson, New York, we were right near the Statue of Liberty, which I've been to several times, as you can imagine, living in New York. And emblazoned on the side of the Statue of Liberty are these beautiful words. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Has anybody else here been to near Statue of Liberty? We are blessed. It is an amazing symbol of freedom in our world. I'd like to share some other words for some others that are talking about our freedom. These folks came before us. I'll start with Daniel Webster. Let our objective be our country, our whole country, and nothing but our country. And by the blessing of God, may that country itself be a vast and splendid monument, not of oppression and terror, but of wisdom and peace and of liberty, upon which the world will gaze with admiration forever.
May it be so.
Amen. One of our great presidents, Eisenhower, said, whatever America hopes to bring to pass in the world must first come to pass in the hearts of the American people. From Aesop's fable from the 6th century BC, from the four oxen and the lion, united we stand, divided we fall. And from the Gospel of Mark 3:25, if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And then one of the greatest statements I've ever known is from a group that I've loved my entire life, the Beatles. All you need is love. All you need is love. Da 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 da. All you need is love. Da 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 da. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Love is all you need.
Love is all you need.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So, of course, through the ages, there have been many people that have touted the beauty of love and peace. I'd like to give some quotes from a few of them. Let us start with one of the great teachers that we've all known, is Gandhi. From the Truth Force Revolution in India in 1947. Gandhi's peaceful revolution was a decades-long nonviolent campaign that secured India's independence in 1947 using a philosophy of peaceful resistance. This transformative movement successfully galvanized millions of Indians and inspired global civil rights struggles. And then there's the Velvet Revolution. Now, this is not a band that I'm talking about, but this is from Czechoslovakia in 1989. The movement was dubbed the Velvet Revolution because it was achieved with remarkable speed and completely without bloodshed, ending 41 years of single-party communist rule. Millions took to the streets, finally prompting military police to lay down weapons and walk with their fellow Czechs. Do any of you remember seeing that? I know you would. And then there's the Singing Revolution in Eastern Europe in 1987 to 1991. Estonians, yes. Latvians, and Lithuanians used mass singing demonstrations and cultural defiance to protest Soviet occupation, ultimately regaining their independence. I know these words have inspired me greatly, and I'm sure they have to you too. And I'd like to close this part of the talk before I get into my own words. Once again, from Reverend Betty Tadaleski. I came to be a peacemaker. I came not to enforce peace, but to be peace. I came to be the light of the world, not to stand in the light of others, nor to darken or dim the light of others. Collectively, we are the light of the world. Let's shine. I am so honored to be with you today, to be in the dais with these incredible gentlemen, two of the most intelligent, deeply spiritual people I have ever known. I am blessed to have known them, as well as all of you. It's amazing. I ask myself now, what can we do? What can we do? I ask myself, what can I do to help move along the evolution of our race and of the planet? And I've spoken about it in some of these words. If you want peace, be peace. If you want light, be light. Each of us has the opportunity to decide how we're going to live. Are we going to live in communion with our fellow men and our planet, or are we going to be resistant and just shout out loud to make ourselves known? This is the karma that we have drawn in this life to decide how we will live. And I'd like to say that I want to live in communion and conjunction with all my friends, not just here. Here we have the opportunity to share it with each other, and it is so obvious and is so strong that it just burns with us all. I implore you all to take this out into the rest of the world, to the rest of your family, your friends. And there's a subtle way to go about it. You know, you can't push someone up against the wall and make them listen to what you have to say. You do it through love and through gentleness. And that's what I hope to continue to do in my life. I want to thank my lovely partner, Lisa, for helping me put all this together. You said Martha helped you with her phone, your phone? Well, not only did she help me with my phone, but she helped me with all this information that I bring forth today. She is a guiding light in my life, and I am so blessed to have her in my life, as I am so blessed to have all of you in my life. I give thanks every day for that. I'm trying hard to keep myself together from not letting my emotions carry me away. I don't know how it is for you all, but the older I've gotten, the harder it is to control my emotions. And I ask myself, is that a bad thing? Not really, because it comes from the heart. I share from the heart, and I want you to know that I love you all dearly. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Howard. Happy birthday.